Welcome to Luther for the Busy Man, the 12th week after the Sunday of Trinity, Monday. Our scripture reading is Psalm 57, verses 1 through 3. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. Our scripture lesson comes from Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. Bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. The gospel for this week, Mark 7, 31 through 37, describes works of love. These men seize the initiative and go to the poor deaf man with speech troubles to lend him a hand. Without their merits or any initiative from them, Christ sends forth his word and attends to the spreading of his goodness and mercy. Accordingly, after drawing from the fountain, there is an outflowing from them, which is quite spontaneous. They now share gratuitously with their neighbor without any condemnation of merits. Love must always do its work in this way quite freely and with no other consideration but the neighbor's welfare. Among other things, St. Paul says of love in 1 Corinthians 13:5 that it does not insist on its own way. To the Philippians, he writes in Philippians 2:4, let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. This is the attitude which we find here also among these pious people. They do not need the work in question. They do not consider simply their own interests. They think only of the poor deaf man and how they can help him. They seek no reward. They render their services to this man quite gratuitously. This is also the kind of sincerity which should mark your good deeds to your neighbor, or otherwise you are not Christians. Mark well, then, how love is described here. It takes upon itself another man's troubles. If we follow this example, good for us. If we refuse to follow it, God can punish us with the blindness which afflicted our forebears for almost 400 years. Let us pray. It is your will, Heavenly Father, that we should always practice our faith, especially in the love which we show to each other. Grant us your grace that we love each other without any self-interest, looking not to our own things, but to the things of our neighbor, in and through Christ our Savior. Amen.
Find the print version of the Luther for the Busy Man daily devotional at ambassadorpublications.org. Luther for the Busy Man is produced by the Free Lutheran Bible College and Seminary in Plymouth, Minnesota. Visit flbc.edu to learn how you can start here, go anywhere, grounded in God's Word.